Bam! Welcome to another episode of the KyoCast.
Jesus.
Yeah, see that spike? Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
So, today we are coming at you with...
Top 10 Dragon Ball Z characters, just Dragon Ball Z, no Super, so Beerus is not on the list, unfortunately.
Sadly.
No Dragon Ball, because the list would probably be composed of just them. Dragon Ball is great for characters.
Yeah, it's cool.
No GT, because ha-ha!
Yeah.
And no movies, because...
What, you don't like Omega Shenron?
And no movies, because, I don't know, just having Bardock on the top of the list isn't fair.
Yeah, there's, like, Bardock, Janemba, Broly. I mean, like, there's a lot of really interesting...
Team Gohan, who wasn't lame.
Yeah,
know,
oh, yeah.
Future Trunks' time.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, that is... We'll do another one of those at another time.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, we're going to start this list off with number 10. Everybody's favorite Baldi.
Yeah. Krillin.
We got
not
Krillin.
Team.
Yeah, we got Krillin.
He's no one's favorite Baldi.
To be honest, we put Krillin on this list because we really couldn't think of anybody else at number 10. We were just like, you know...
He's not a bad character. He's always there when, you know, when it hits the fan. He's always one of the first ones there, too. He's always one of the first people to fight. He's just not strong.
Yeah, I mean, he's always there in some way. And he does have good character progression for the series.
He,
like, he helps Goku.
Best attack that he never uses.
Yeah, and all the characters seem to use. Frieza's used it. He almost killed Goku with it. Cell's used it.
Cell took it like a champ, too.
Yeah. I don't know if Boo did, because I don't remember. But man, everybody uses that. So, Krillin, and also when Krillin fought against Cell for the imperfect
Krillin's
Cell,
hair.
Cool.
I thought he looked cool.
He's
not
so...
not cool cool, but like I liked his design with hair.
In a throwback to Super, he's so cool. All right, so that was number 10. That was Krillin. Our number 9 choice...
this is probably controversial.
Yeah, this could be controversial. We actually almost forgot about him, to believe it or not, because he was just never...
Surprise.
He wasn't around that much.
He shows up for, what, one chapter, two episodes?
Yeah, like 2-3 episodes at most. And then
yeah.
And you're like, how did this character not end up becoming better?
Yeah.
That character at number 9 would be Vegito.
Yeah.
So, very cool concept. Arguably, I'd say Gogeta's cooler, but...
I like Gogeta.
See, we can't do movies! It's so cool! There's all this good stuff.
Okay. Just a tangent. Gogeta's cooler because Gogeta had Goku in control.
Yeah.
I don't like Vegeta being in control. He reminds me of Kid Trunks, and I don't like Kid Trunks.
Yeah.
I hate him more than Teen Trunks.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't even put Gotenks on this list. I realized
good.
That.
Good.
Wow.
I would have said no for Gotenks.
Someone out there is like, Gotenks! I love Gotenks!
I'd sooner have Puar on the list than Gotenks.
Oh, God.
Okay.
But yeah, Vegeta was a pretty cool character design. I think he deserves the spot at number 9. You know,
he was cool, for sure.
I like the Potara fusion. That
I also
cool.
like the fact that he was... so strong.
What was his attack called? The sword one? He's got like it's
spirit.
Isn't it spirit sword?
Spirit sword.
Like, it's something
like that.
Yeah, it's like spirit sword or something. So, number 8, Jeff's least favorite character.
Aside from a couple,
really hates this character.
Well,
but
no, it's Teen Trunks. He's
Teen
okay.
Trunks. He's not bad. We're talking about basically. We're not talking about Kid Trunks here. We're talking about when Trunks shows up.
I hate Kid Trunks.
Yeah, we're
Teen
talking,
Trunks is better.
Yeah, we're talking about the one that when he came when Mecha Frieza showed up. Pretty much up until, I guess...
Up until he left.
I don't know. Up until, I'd say... until he left that part. I don't like him when he came back and he was like, oh, I'm going to go in the hyperbolic time chamber and become Chunks.
Fucking Chunks.
Yeah, Chunks was not my favorite. Yeah, Chunks was...
Oh, in case anybody's wondering, we're talking when he beefs up. As in, I think it was Budokai Tenkaichi called him Super Saiyan Super Trunks.
Yeah. I think they used to call it Ascended Saiyan.
Yeah, I call it Chunks.
Chunks. Dude, we forgot Mystic Gohan on here. Wow.
What? No, I said, you know, post-Boo Gohan.
Okay, well, we can make an exception, though.
Anyway, yeah.
All right. We're just giving you all the inside stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
number 7.
Super
go for
Boo.
It. Yeah.
It still relates to the human extinction attack, where he just looks everybody in the eyes. He kills them. I don't know. Also, the fact that he absorbs people to get better. He absorbs Piccolo. He learns how to talk. He absorbs Gohan in his ultimate stage, which is, you know, he was the strongest character then.
He was actually really cool. I mean, like, there was a lot of traces that he could have been, like, a better version of Cell, a perfect Cell. I mean, like, because all the characters kind of...
Did Goku fight Super Buu with Mystic Gohan absorbed as Super Saiyan 3?
I think so. I think he did.
Did he?
Yes, I think he did.
I can't see Goku winning that. Like, Super Buu was the strongest character.
Let me double check that.
we gotta look this
breaking
up.
Breaking a fourth wall here. It's been so long since I've seen the Buu Saga.
Because 90%
Mystic
is boring.
Gohan, Super Buu. I think it was Super Buu. Yeah, I think he does absorb him. I'm not sure though.
What? No, he does absorb them. I was wondering if Super Saiyan 3 Goku fought
Ultimate Super Battle. No, I don't think so.
Because Ultimate Gohan was kicking the crap out of Super Buu.
Whose garb is that? Whose garb
is it? Gotenks.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's really cool.
Gotenks.
Man, shows you how much I remember about the Buu saga. I really need to rewatch it. I haven't watched the series since 2004, man. Ooh. Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah, I should rewatch it. Number six. So this is another one of our favorites. He was number one on our last podcast.
Spoilers.
Spoilers, yeah. If you haven't seen it, go listen to it. It's Gohan from the Cell Saga, specifically because of his Super Saiyan transformation. That was really cool.
Also, I hated, which is really weird we're talking about, I hated Saiyaman. I thought the whole thing was dumb. It was not funny. It just bothered me.
That's one of the things about Toriyama. It's like, if you guys know a little bit about Toriyama, he doesn't want to be known for Dragon Ball because he's just like, oh, I want to be known for my wit and my humor. And he tries so hard to include, like, Pilaf and, like, you know, Saiyaman, Hercule.
Why can't he just accept that he made the coolest thing ever and just leave it at that?
I know. It's like you made billions of dollars and you created something people enjoy.
And it's influenced like everything.
It's because he made Dr. Slump first. And
Slump was good.
It was. It was good. But the thing is, if you're going to make, like, okay, Jocko, the story about Jocko, was it just called what was it called? Jocko the Galactic Patrolman or whatever?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that was fine.
Jocko was fine. Jocko's humor's great.
But it's the thing is, like, you can have it. But the thing is, people love DBZ because it's, like, a serious fighting kind of. But like, you're allowed to have little bits here and there.
Jocko and Beerus.
We're really going off topic on Gohan.
Damn it, Gohan. No, but Jocko and Beerus, their comedy's great. Pilaf is not good.
Yeah.
He breaks up the story. He is annoying.
Okay, I guess what we're trying to say is, we'll get back to this in a second, by the way. We'll get back to this list. Is that Toriyama really should just salt, like, small, like, amounts of it.
Stop
not too much.
Forcing it.
Yeah, it's forced. It's too forced, especially with, like, Pilaf and his gang back in Super. It's not good.
Either wish Pilaf to be a super strong demon they have to fight, or just don't put him in here.
Can you guess that Pilaf's going to probably be the final boss?
I'm just waiting for them to wish it so Super never happens, so GT happens.
Yeah, that's pretty much going to happen.
That's what I'm expecting.
I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen.
All right, anyway.
You got your next one here.
Wait, maybe we should go back to Gohan.
Yeah, so number six, Gohan, Cell Saga. He was cool. Super Saiyan 2, first one to do it. And I mean,
finally
he just
let out all his rage.
Yeah, despite all his rage, he's still just a rat in a cage.
I liked how he got really cocky, and then it backfired, and then he was like, oh, I
that
don't
was
know.
Cool. That was really cool.
That was great.
That was great. Just kind of show, it's like kind of like a Spider-Man kind of like, you know, with great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
So number five, a character you all know.
It's Goku.
And we have emphasis here, pre-Boo.
Yeah, because this is basically before Goku became super cocky. Like, this was, you know, when he fought Frieza, back before Goku wasn't just ultimately expected to win, as far as, you know, the character, not the story goes.
That's why I don't like Goku that much, to be honest. That's why, like, Vegeta's my favorite, because Vegeta's never really fucking won, but he's never won anything.
But that was why he was so cool in the Frieza saga, Goku, I mean.
Yeah.
Frieza's super tough, like, Goku can't beat him.
Yeah.
You're losing. He goes Super Saiyan. That's cool. Goku fights Cell. He cannot beat Cell.
Yep.
It was also one of the best fights ever. If you watch Kai, Goku versus Cell in the Cell games, it was so good.
Oh, that was so good. That was really great. So yeah, Goku, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Number five, he's got great character progression. He's the main character. He's got all these cool, you know, Super Saiyan stages. And I mean,
Super Saiyan 3 ruined him.
Yeah.
He just became so cocky and he's like, I'm the best fighter. I like training. Blah, blah, blah.
I just feel like he's just not, he's just boring. He's just like, I'm Goku. I'm so strong. Yay!
Yeah,
and it's
that,
like,
after he died, he just went flat. He's like, yeah, whatever, I'm strong. That's
yeah, fine. Goku knows. He's the thing about Goku, he's always going to overcome it. You watch the series and you're like, oh no, this guy's evil. Goku's going to probably end up being the one to beat him. And it's just, I don't know. Even in Resurrection of F, if you haven't seen it.
I really hope, like,
That was really terrible, actually.
We're dating this, but we hope that since Super changed so much about Resurrection of F, that Vegeta actually kills Frieza.
Yeah, we'll know in like two or three episodes.
Well, Vegeta's already stronger than Goku now. So.
He is, and I think he's going to in the series. I think they gave it because the movie, they had to say, oh, you know, Goku's the main character. And, you know, you gotta kind of give the fans kind of what they want.
Screw
you know, everybody
you,
wanted
Goku
Vegeta.
Fans.
But, yeah, so Goku number five. Number four, this character's pretty awesome, honestly, in our opinion. This is Perfect Cell.
My favorite part is, like, Vegeta's like, okay, go be perfect, I'm gonna beat you up.
Yeah.
Turns perfect, kicks the crap out of Vegeta, he's like, what?
yeah, pretty much.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know, watching Perfect Cell beat pretty much all the characters to a pulp is it's pretty interesting, especially as Cell Jr.'s. That was a pretty cool ability to Cell Jr.'s as well. So, also, his character design is incredibly cool. He's sleek.
Okay, the one thing I learned about Perfect Cell and the androids, and I think it applies to Frieza, is how the directors for Akira Toriyama, okay, with the original androids, it's why 17 and 18 came out, because the director didn't like the look of the androids.
Yeah.
And that's why Cell was changed, I think.
Really?
Like, at least design-wise, to be more humanoid, was they didn't like... Like, the director didn't like the first design. Akira Toriyama didn't like the second design. Huh. And then they sort of agreed on Perfect Cell.
I'm surprised they liked the second design.
I hate the second design.
The thing is, Cell could have had the coolest transformations had he not gone into that form. In Perfect Cell was...
dumb.
Terrible. He was so awful. I mean, like, you know, Imperfect Cell was... pretty cool. Did I say Perfect Cell?
Yes.
Sorry. I meant second. Okay, first stage Cell is cool.
That's awesome.
Second stage Cell, terrible. He's just not good looking. And I mean, like, I don't know.
But
it's crude looking. And
the
one thing I
like
really
about
good.
It is the fact that
it's like a step back.
Yeah, but at the same time, it sort of signifies imperfection.
I understand. Like, I understand why they did it.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. Number three, character we both completely agreed on.
Yeah, the top three, we both said yes. Right.
Yeah, here. Easily. Number three.
It's Piccolo.
Yeah. One of the coolest characters in the show. I mean, he's had so much character progression. I mean, the original Vegeta.
Yeah.
I mean, just great. You know, after he took that hit for Gohan, he trained Gohan. That was great.
I just like how Gohan explodes and then he kills Goku. He's like, I'm just taking this kid.
Yeah.
I'm going to train him.
Yeah.
And then he just, I don't know, falls in love with the kid, and then he sacrifices himself to save him. And then after that, he's like, well, I guess I have to, like, Goku and the others now.
Yeah, pretty much. I like how he just kind of ended up showing up, like, yeah. Hey, they're like, Piccolo's here! And he's like, yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
But we like Piccolo for a lot of reasons.
He's also the smartest character.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's, like, the voice of reason. He really is.
And he's only the third, like, he's just below...
Well, there's a lot of them that are stronger than him.
I was like, I'm like, he's below... No, he's just below...
He's below Goku,
below
Vegeta,
and
Gotenks, Trunks, Goten.
Gotenks doesn't count.
Yes,
and
he
he's stronger than Goten and Trunks.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. That's debatable.
No, because they just turned Super Saiyan. But here's the thing. He was losing... He was almost... When he absorbed Kami, he was sort of on par with...
Yeah, absorbed Kami.
Yeah. He was on... No, I'm infused. But
yeah, Piccolo fused with Kami. He fused with Kami.
No, he was on par with 17, aside from the fact 17 didn't get tired.
Which
but
was
they
fight.
Were beating Super Saiyans.
Yeah.
So he was stronger than...
That's the thing is, Piccolo also got, like, radical boosts in power. Like, when he absorbed Nao, when he absorbed Kami. Like, those are radical changes. And watching him fight against Frieza, like, second stage Frieza...
He kicks the crap out of second
That was
stage.
Awesome. That was so great.
It was.
And you're just like, you know, you're like, Gohan, why would you wish him back to Namek? And I honestly think... To be honest, that...
Frieza had it coming from a Namek, a Namekian.
The thing is, Frieza had... So many people should have beaten Frieza. I mean, the rightful person...
It's true.
Goku doesn't deserve it!
Goku was, like, the only one who did not deserve to
he
beat
He doesn't
Frieza.
Deserve it! It was
he
like,
never knew his father. It didn't matter.
The one who I always thought had to defeat Frieza, 100%, was Vegeta.
Vegeta, or at least 80% Piccolo.
Okay, it should have been a combination between Vegeta and Piccolo in some way.
Confused.
Okay.
Vegicolo.
Pegita. Pegita. But yeah, I mean, like, they really... It's just terribly done. It's because you see Frieza basically taking over, you know, Vegeta's life and his family and all this stuff. And he kills his father and all this stuff. And he was a servant for all these years. He should have his revenge at this point. You know what I mean? And he never gets it. That's why when you watch Resurrection of FF, you're like,
but
are you serious?
I think the thing that bothered me about... Okay, no. We'll save it for the next
we'll
one.
We'll save it for the
anyway,
next one. Which is...
Vegeta!
Vegeta. My personal
number two
favorite,
is Vegeta.
Though. Yeah.
All right, so anyway, yeah. See, the thing about Resurrection of F that bothered me with Frieza coming back in Vegeta is Vegeta doesn't care. He's like, oh, whatever, it's Frieza. I'm super tough. And I'm like, Vegeta... What happened when you cried?
That was a very Team 4-star Vegeta. Wow.
But no, it's like, what happened when, you know, he cried on Namek. He was like, oh, Goku, Saiyan pride, blah, blah, blah. And now it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, he is a little beyond that after Boo and his sacrifice and whatnot.
I'm fairly certain that Super is create. Like, I remember Toriyama saying, like, you know, I want to do a story for Vegeta.
Hmm.
I'm fairly certain Super is about Vegeta.
And then, well, the one thing about Vegeta over just about any other character is he's the only one who's had a real arc.
Yeah.
He was a super bad guy, and then he was kind of a bad guy. He's like, no, I want to be a super bad guy again. And he's like, oh, I can't be a super bad guy again.
That's why everybody loves Vegeta. Like, when he had to give up his pride for, you know, Beerus and all that, to fight against Beerus and all that stuff.
You're like,
to save the Earth, I mean.
And then you're like, oh, he became a joke. And then, you know, Beerus hits Bulma.
Yeah.
And he becomes stronger than Super Saiyan.
That was a great moment. And, I mean, yes. Vegeta has a lot of great moments in the show. First, when he shows up in Nappa, when he fights with Goku, you know, the whole battle with Frieza on two attempts, when he fights first form Frieza, he fights fourth
and
form Frieza.
And even again, against the Ginyu Force, he's the sort of stand-in for Goku. Like, you see Goku as slightly either stronger or weaker than Vegeta.
But the disparity in power is so, like, in Dragon Ball Z, is too much. It should be Vegeta's just, like, a step underneath.
That's
but
why I love Super.
He's not a step underneath. He's radically below him. And you're like, this is stupid. Like,
it's not that he's below him and just basic power, it's learning ability. Goku is just so much better at getting stronger than Vegeta is.
It doesn't make sense because I'm sorry. I mean, like, I don't like to ridicule Dragon Ball Z. It's my favorite series, but Bardock being the father of Goku, okay, sure. Okay, Bardock was a great Saiyan, whatever.
I don't count the Bardock special. That is literally not
of
my mind.
They don't even you don't even know much about Goku in terms of that. Like, okay, if you want to say Bardock's his father, which you kind of almost have to because he's pretty much said, yeah, okay, fine, that's canon.
Well, no, see, here's the thing. Akira Toriyama did something I don't like, and he released Dragon Ball Minus.
Yeah,
which
Gine
was Bardock and Gine. Oh, I hated that. I loved Goku was a bad guy. He got hit on the head.
Yeah.
He learned new. That was perfect. Why did they have to make his mother good and be like, no, Saiyans are good. No.
Yeah. No. And that's the thing. Is like, Goku, really, in terms of his DNA and his lineage, he should not be able to stack up to Vegeta. He should not. It's impossible.
No,
and he's right. He's like, I'm a Saiyan elite, and you're and it's true,
that's
man.
That's one thing that was great about their dynamic, though.
And the thing is, Vegeta works harder than Goku. Okay,
Goku works pretty hard though.
No, Vegeta works harder just past Goku, and he's been training way more.
But that's one of the things that's brought up.
Number one is Frieza, by the way.
Yeah, we should just do a podcast on Vegeta. Like,
should just do a rant. Dragon Ball rant.
Number one is Frieza.
Because obviously.
He's one of the greatest anime villains, manga villains of all time.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious. I mean, the characters come back so many times.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, like we're going to think about the times. He's come back. Okay, so he showed up in the Frieza saga.
To be specific, Namekian Frieza.
Yeah. Yeah, Namekian Frieza. Yeah, thank God. So he showed up on Namek, okay? Then he showed back on Earth. And then he was in Reborn of Fusion.
Yeah.
Then he was in another one, I think, too, wasn't he? In another movie.
He was in GT at one point.
Yeah, he was in GT. Was he in what movie? Was he in like a BoJack movie? No. He was in one of the other movies, though. I know they. I think they brought him. Okay.
Wait, no, that's Fusion Reborn.
One of them. And there was another one. And then he came back in the game. Okay, they brought him back in that game.
And then there's Cooler, who's basically just free to come back.
Yeah, and then there's Cooler again, and then there's Chilled. And then there's basically Dragon Ball Super with, you know, the Resurrection of F movie. Mm-hmm. So the dude's been back a couple times. So he is the big bad. I mean, without Frieza, the series would have never been what it is.
It's true. Frieza was so great. He just shows up. He's like, no, I conquer things. It's what I do.
And it really makes the correlation between Vegeta and Frieza, or Vegeta and Goku, so much better. Because it's like, you know, Goku wants to beat Frieza. And, you know, Vegeta's like, oh, you know, this is a legendary Super Saiyan, and now he has something to kind of strive for, you know.
It's also good just to give Vegeta, to make Vegeta the lesser of two evils.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's what makes Vegeta a great character.
he's always the lesser of two evils.
Yeah, but no, I mean, Frieza as well. I mean, like, in terms of his character design, it was incredible because he was based off of
Vegeta's
really
your favorite character, and Frieza's my favorite.
Dude, I like Frieza a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, It's a really close between the two. I just think Vegeta, in general, like, Frieza's had his glories. Vegeta hasn't.
Everybody knows Frieza. Vegeta has not had his glory. He's currently, right now in Super, he's stronger than Goku.
Yeah.
But he hasn't gotten his actual glory.
Yeah, his glory is taken away from him when he fights in Resurrection of F.
Yeah.
Which is so ridiculous. And
I like how Vegeta got angry about it. He's like, why?
See, he doesn't even get number one on the spot on our friggin' podcast.
Change it right now. Vegeta's
just,
number
there we
one.
Go. There I'm
you
doing
go.
It. I'm doing it.
Vegeta's number one.
Oh my god.
Frieza's number two.
So, wow, look at that. We've been shortchange him. That's terrible. Well, he's always my favorite. So,
well,
anyways,
number
that's,
one in my heart.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, Frieza has an incredible character design. I mean, like, it's just such a sleek design. It's so memorable, and he's kind of like he was inspired by Ridley Scott, right, by the Alien series.
At least third form Frieza was.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And yeah, he just it's such a great thing. And like his little hover pod when you first see him,
his little bubble car thing is great.
Yeah, it's great. And we're gonna see a little bit more of Frieza stuff, Frieza's race in the what is it, the Universe 7 tournament?
Are we?
Yeah.
One of it's the about time.
One of the characters here. I'll show you right now. One of the characters.
Is it confirmed?
Yep.
Are we getting a name for his race, or is it still going to be called Frieza's race?
Oh man, I don't know. In the Xenoverse.
Frieza Universe 7 is Frieza.
No, hold on. Yeah, no, sorry.
Universe 6.
Universe 6. Yeah, okay, sorry. Oh yeah, they're Universe 7. That's right. That's not it.
No,
I saw that, don't I? I was like, "Wow,
no, that's
cool."
That's the Dragon Ball Z alternate universe thing.
Yeah, that's a fan made
one. That was changed.
So here we go. We got Frieza, like Frieza with Saiyan armor, and then we got this guy right here, which looks like a like fat Janemba.
Is that confirmed?
Yeah, it's actually in the series.
And then they have Gato from Chrono Trigger.
So if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, I won't spoil too much. But there's a world tournament that's going to be happening in Dragon Ball Super. You can look it up online. Just look up Universe 6.
Completely irrelevant to what we're talking
about. No, we're talking about Frieza, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah, there we go.
He also brought in transforming. Like.
Yeah, that's true. That's, yeah, that's.
Frieza and Go, like.
What other series did that? Before that? Yeah. Because that was a like, big change. He transformed even before Goku did.
Yeah. I can't really think of any. Like, I don't know any other...
Like, Sentai series, like... I don't know, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. But, I mean, transformation. Like, I'm pretty sure Dragon Ball Z... Sailor Moon, maybe?
Maybe. But I don't think it was as prominent.
Yeah. It like, was for females, it was, yeah. But...
No, but not, like, costume change. Not, like, Super Saiyan thing. Change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Frieza had, you know, like, metamorphic changes.
Yeah, that was so cool.
Yeah.
All right, so there we go. Vegeta gets shortchanged once again. We didn't even know that, to be honest. We just kind of ad-libbed these as we go. And Frieza being number one, beating out Vegeta, that's hilarious.
I'm sorry, Vegeta.
So let us know who your favorite comment is. Let us know who your favorite character is in the comments below.
And why maybe you think they should be number one.
Yeah, I know a lot of you probably love Goku.
Except
and, you know,
Goku, he doesn't count.
Well,
Goku's number one all the time.
It's like picking a main character in a video game. You know, it's like, oh, my favorite character is Mario. Why? Because he's the main character. It's like, you can't do that.
We're Yoshi. Yoshi's the best Mario character. It doesn't matter. The list is over. Thank you. Good night.
There you go. Bye, guys. See you in the next one.